Esame di fine tirocinio 2015. Impiegati di commercio inglese. Cari candidati, la comprensione orale che ascolterete vi permetterà di compilare i documenti che vi sono stati consegnati. Si compone di tre parti. Ogni parte sarà ripetuta due volte. Avete 2 minuti per leggere il questionario.
Listen to an announcement. Fill in the missing information below. You will hear the recording twice.
Google has entered the market of offering online storage space. Their new service, called Google Drive, will be in direct competition with rival cloud storage services like Dropbox, Apple's iCloud, and Microsoft's SkyDrive. The search giant will offer 5 gigabytes of storage for free to those wishing to keep their photos, documents, and other files online. Keeping things in the cloud means users can access their files from any computer anywhere in the world, as long as it has internet access. At the top end, Google will offer 16 terabytes of space, at a price of $799 a month. 16 terabytes is sufficient to store 16,000 movies. For most people, the free 5 gigabytes option will be more than enough space. Google has entered the market of offering online storage space. Their new service, called Google Drive, will be in direct competition with rival cloud storage services like Dropbox, Apple's iCloud, and Microsoft's SkyDrive. The search giant will offer 5 gigabytes of storage for free to those wishing to keep their photos, documents, and other files online. Keeping things in the cloud means users can access their files from any computer anywhere in the world, as long as it has internet access. At the top end, Google will offer 16 terabytes of space at a price of $799 a month. 16 terabytes is sufficient to store 16,000 movies. For most people, the free 5 gigabytes option will be more than enough space.
Part B. Listen to 5 short recordings of people talking about what they have bought online. For each speaker, choose 1 item and write the letter next to the number of the speaker. There is 1 extra item you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Speaker 1.
Yes, I've bought many things online. This year, I bought all of my family's Christmas presents online. I bought my mother a calendar, and I bought my father a golf bag online. And I bought my sister a gift voucher for an American store, because she wants to buy a suit.
Speaker 2.
I'm a big record collector, vinyl record collector. I often use internet shopping sites to purchase rare and difficult to find records. It offers a huge range and access to records that often record shops do not have, or you have to wait for them to come into stock. So I find it opens up a whole world of options.
Speaker 3.
I've bought stuff from Amazon before, mostly DVDs and stuff like that. And it was really convenient. I could click online and it got sent to my door and I paid on delivery. So yeah, it was really easy.
Speaker 4.
Yes, I have bought quite a few things online actually. I use TradeMe quite a lot, where you can buy items, used or new, from other users. So I've bought computer software, I bought a computer. I've bought a camera. I've even bought shoes and jackets, and I've been satisfied every single time.
Speaker 5.
Yeah, I actually quite often buy things from the internet. The last thing I bought was a table. I was quite surprised. I've never bought anything that large before. I just ordered it. It hasn't arrived yet. But I'm looking forward to seeing how easily they can deliver it.
Speaker 1.
Yes, I've bought many things online. This year, I bought all of my family's Christmas presents online. I bought my mother a calendar, and I bought my father a golf bag online. And I bought my sister a gift voucher for an American store. Because she wants to buy a suit.
Speaker 2.
I'm a big record collector, vinyl record collector. I often use internet shopping sites to purchase rare and difficult to find records. It offers a huge range and access to records that often record shops do not have, or you have to wait for them to come into stock. So I find it opens up a whole world of options.
Speaker 3.
I've bought stuff from Amazon before, mostly DVDs and stuff like that, and it was really convenient. I could click online and it got sent to my door, and I paid on delivery. So yeah, it was really easy.
Speaker 4.
Yes, I have bought quite a few things online, actually. I use TradeMe quite a lot, where you can buy items, used or new, from other users. So, I've bought computer software. I bought a computer. I've bought a camera. I've even bought shoes and jackets, and I've been satisfied every single time.
Speaker 5.
Yeah, I actually quite often buy things from the internet. The last thing I bought was a table. I was quite surprised. I've never bought anything that large before. I just ordered it. It hasn't arrived yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing how easily they can deliver it.
You will hear a conversation on the radio between Chris and Paula about the problems of global food and water waste. For each question, choose the correct answer, true or false. You will hear the recording twice.
Hello, and welcome to today's program on your favorite radio station. I'm Chris, and with me today is Paula.
Hi there. Phew, I'm full. Well, I don't want this other sandwich. Where's the bin?
Paula, are you going to throw away that sandwich?
What's wrong with throwing it in the bin?
Before you throw it away, let's talk about today's topic, shall we? Global food waste. Now, how often do you throw food away?
Well, I don't waste food all the time. It's usually when I've bought too much food and later I realise it has expired or gone out of date.
Yes, I've done the same thing from time to time. Lots of people do. But did you know that globally we are wasting or throwing away more and more water and food? Food that is often still edible.
I suppose it's not such a good thing to throw away food, especially when some people are desperately hungry.
Absolutely. Now, before we go on, I've got a question for you. See if you can answer it. How much food is wasted every year around the world? Is it A, 5,000 tons, B, 1 million tons, or C, 1.3 billion tons?
I think it's going to be quite a high number, so I'm going to go for C, 1.3 billion tons.
And you are absolutely right. It's a staggering amount of waste. At a conference in Sweden to discuss food and water waste around the world, they said about a quarter of the food that is produced doesn't actually make it to our dinner plates. It is wasted.
A quarter? Why is all this food being wasted?
Well, the way food is wasted varies. In richer countries, consumers expect their food to look so perfect that slightly blemished, though perfectly nutritious, fruit and vegetables never reach the supermarkets.
So consumers expect their food to look absolutely perfect?
That's right. Imagine you're in a supermarket and you want to buy a banana. One banana looks perfect. Another one has a blemish or a mark on it. Which would you buy? Both bananas are perfectly nutritious to eat.
Well, I'd probably take the one that looked perfect.
Exactly. And supermarkets do the same, but on a much bigger scale. They ask the farmers who supply them with fruit and vegetables to throw away any items that have imperfections.
Which means lots are wasted. So maybe our reliance on supermarkets is one of the reasons why richer countries are wasting so much.
According to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the average European or North American consumer wastes between 95 and 115 kilograms of food per year. Compare that with people in sub-Saharan Africa, who waste only 6 to 11 kilograms per year.
Astonishing.
There is food waste in developing countries too, but it's not from consumers. The BBC's Mark Doyle wrote that in poorer, developing countries, most of the waste is on farms. Inefficient farming techniques are part of the problem, and hot and humid conditions make storing crops difficult.
So farms in developing countries use inefficient farming techniques, which lead to waste. Storing crops in hot and humid conditions can also be difficult. If you've ever left fruit out in the sun, it can quickly rot.
In addition, pests, such as flies and rats, also take their toll. These pests spoil the crops and they have to be thrown away.
So there needs to be investment in improving things like food storage and packaging for the farming industry.
And it's not just food. Water is another precious resource being wasted. Now, which industry do you think consumes the most fresh water?
Perhaps the manufacturing industry?
In fact, it is agriculture through irrigation or watering the land so crops can grow. About 70% of all the fresh water used around the world is used for farm irrigation.
If we're wasting food, then farmers are wasting water to grow the food that is thrown away.
Yes, food waste puts pressure on the supply of water too. Looking into the future, this will become a greater problem. By 2050, it's likely we'll be using 50% more fresh water to feed the extra 3 billion people on the planet.
So we need to think more carefully about food and water waste. Maybe I should hang on to this sandwich then.
I think you should. Well, that's all we've got time for. Bye for now.
Bye.
Hello, and welcome to today's programme on your favourite radio station. I'm Chris, and with me today is Paula.
Hi there. Phew, I'm full. Well, I don't want this other sandwich. Where's the bin?
Paula, are you going to throw away that sandwich?
What's wrong with throwing it in the bin?
Before you throw it away, let's talk about today's topic, shall we? Global food waste. Now, how often do you throw food away?
Well, I don't waste food all the time. It's usually when I've bought too much food and later I realise it has expired or gone out of date.
Yes, I've done the same thing from time to time. Lots of people do. But did you know that globally we are wasting or throwing away more and more water and food? Food that is often still edible.
I suppose it's not such a good thing to throw away food, especially when some people are desperately hungry.
Absolutely. Now, before we go on, I've got a question for you. See if you can answer it. How much food is wasted every year around the world? Is it A, 5,000 tonnes, B, 1 million tonnes, or C, 1.3 billion tonnes?
I think it's going to be quite a high number. So I'm going to go for C, 1.3 billion tonnes.
And you are absolutely right. It's a staggering amount of waste. At a conference in Sweden to discuss food and water waste around the world, they said about a quarter of the food that is produced doesn't actually make it to our dinner plates. It is wasted.
A quarter? Why is all this food being wasted?
Well, the way food is wasted varies. In richer countries, consumers expect their food to look so perfect that slightly blemished, though perfectly nutritious, fruit and vegetables never reach the supermarkets.
So consumers expect their food to look absolutely perfect.
That's right. Imagine you're in a supermarket and you want to buy a banana. One banana looks perfect. Another one has a blemish or a mark on it. Which would you buy? Both bananas are perfectly nutritious to eat.
Well, I'd probably take the one that looked perfect.
Exactly. And supermarkets do the same, but on a much bigger scale. They ask the farmers who supply them with fruit and vegetables to throw away any items that have imperfections.
Which means lots are wasted. So maybe our reliance on supermarkets is one of the reasons why richer countries are wasting so much.
According to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the average European or North American consumer wastes between 95 and 115 kilograms of food per year. Compare that with people in sub-Saharan Africa, who waste only 6 to 11 kilograms per year.
Astonishing.
There is food waste in developing countries too. But it's not from consumers. The BBC's Mark Doyle wrote that in poorer, developing countries, most of the waste is on farms. Inefficient farming techniques are part of the problem, and hot and humid conditions make storing crops difficult.
So farms in developing countries use inefficient farming techniques, which lead to waste. Storing crops in hot and humid conditions can also be difficult. If you've ever left fruit out in the sun, it can quickly rot.
In addition, pests, such as flies and rats, also take their toll. These pests spoil the crops and they have to be thrown away.
So there needs to be investment in improving things like food storage and packaging for the farming industry.
And it's not just food. Water is another precious resource being wasted. Now, which industry do you think consumes the most fresh water?
Perhaps the manufacturing industry?
In fact, it is agriculture through irrigation or watering the land so crops can grow. About 70% of all the fresh water used around the world is used for farm irrigation.
If we're wasting food, then farmers are wasting water to grow the food that is thrown away.
Yes. Food waste puts pressure on the supply of water too. Looking into the future, this will become a greater problem. By 2050, it's likely we'll be using 50% more fresh water to feed the extra 3 billion people on the planet.
So we need to think more carefully about food and water waste. Maybe I should hang on to this sandwich then.
I think you should. Well, that's all we've got time for. Bye for now.
Bye.
Fine dell'esame.